Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, live from Oxnard and Dallas Cowboys training camp. It is a show out here, and it always will be with the Cowboys on play. And right now on the On-Time Experts, powered by the On-Time Experts Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing Hot Seat, it is Stephen Jones, COO of the Dallas Cowboys. Stephen, welcome to the show today.
Great to be on, guys, and can't believe this weather after leaving Dallas. It is It is very refreshing.
How does it
just
feel?
Had to say that to me, right, Stephen? I feel like that was to me since I'm still back in the heat.
Well, you've got big duty. You're about to deliver a baby, I understand.
True.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I was just telling the guys here, I'm going to be a grandfather and very, very quickly in the next couple of weeks myself. So that'll be a new experience. I don't feel old enough to be a grandpa, but it's coming.
Steven, I'm almost like a grandpa because we also have a 17-year-old. So he's going to be a senior in high school while we have a newborn, and I feel like that's good strategy.
That's uncharted waters, I'm sure.
It is a different play here. Now, last year we were out here, it wasn't quite the same, though. It was a little bit different, and obviously you had the COVID training camp. This year feels like it's back in full swing.
Yeah.
It was a little bit different last year, but this year feels like it's like, bam, here we are again.
Well, I agree. It's a full swing camp now, and last year it was. It was great to be back because we'd had no camp in terms of being out here. We had to do it right there at the Star. So to really have everything back really normal again is just refreshing. And I know we had to do those things, during a pandemic, but, not to have to worry about all the hand sanitizer and the mask and, the testing and all the things that came with that, certainly can be a distraction, but all 32 had it, and we navigated the waters. I thought our staffs did an outstanding job, but it's so great to be back to normal and be out here and ready to go to work.
Now I'm going to ask you a fun question about the music going on right now. Let's take you back to Arkansas. Now I know there probably wasn't music playing at your practice back in the 80s, but if you had to pick two or three of your favorite artists or bands that you could practice football to when you were back in college, who would you be listening to then?
I'd probably start with a little Led Zeppelin and a little ZZ Top and some of those were at the top of my playlist, so I enjoyed watching those guys in concert, even put a little KISS Kiss on quite a bit, so Gene Simmons and company. So that probably would have been rolling around pretty good. Now, of course, those hallways, we lived in dorms back then. The athletes don't now. But someone's attacking me here. But we did live in athletic dorms, and I learned a lot of different genre living in the athletic dorms.
Now, Stephen, obviously you're involved in all sorts of facets of the team, but salary cap comes up a lot. I'm hoping you could walk me through this because I've always been curious about this. Somebody like Lyle Collins, for example, a post-June 1st cut, I understand that means you can split up the salary cap hit. But considering the amount of salary cap y'all do have now, why not take the entire hit and then not have that on your books going into the next year?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
I didn't want to get into the details yesterday because it can get chewy and we may want to cut this off quick if y'all think enough's enough. But one thing you got to start with, and a lot of times we created that room at the end right before the season, it takes about $15 million to pay your practice squad by the time you're through with your IR at the end of the year to go from 51 players, which count now, to 55 players because you move the practice squads up now and they get paid under the new rules. they get paid full boat. So it's a, we use a number, it's about $15 million. So then that leaves us with very little after you budget that $15 million that you have to have if you're going to have a full-blown practice squad and you're going to have a full-blown 55 players, you're gonna do all those things. So then that leaves you just a little wiggle room. And if you have some at the end, which we usually do because we want to make sure we got enough to get through it, then you can move that into next year. If you so desire, you don't waste that room. You get to push that room forward and move it there. So it's, although it looks a lot, we've done a lot of our movement ahead of time, which a lot of times we'll wait till the last week maybe to rework a contract. We've reworked about every contract we can rework on our roster right now, short of maybe a couple of them. But, you know, the room's not as big as it looks when you look at what we are going to have to pay for. And, of course, as we did mention yesterday, we do want to have, you know, if the right player comes up, the opportunity to, you know, move a veteran player that could really help our football team. We want to have the space to have that opportunity.
Is there a spot you kind of already have in mind of we kind of need this? Like, yeah, we'd love for something to pop at this position?
I wouldn't say there's a spot. I mean, obviously, you look at some of the, you know, the places on our team. I mean, receiver comes to mind just because of the injury situation with Michael Gallup. And then certainly we think a lot of Washington, but he's kind of moving into his groove slowly but surely. But, you know, that's a spot that we'll continue to keep an eye on, especially watch what goes on out here in camp. And then, the injury situation, you know, that just comes with our game. And, you know, I point to the Rams last year. They lost one of their best receivers, but then were able to, have some space available, and they were able to get Beckham. So, great move on their part. But those things happen. They're just unforeseen, and you look up and somebody has an injury and you want to keep in the hunt and in the mix, and you go out and you have an opportunity to get a player that can help you.
I love you lead me into the question of Jalen Tolbert, because you mentioned a couple of your veteran guys and this wide receiver situation. How important is it for him to really show in this training camp and preseason that we can rely on Jalen Tolbert in week one?
Well, he's already showing us a lot. I mean, he spent a ton of time with Dak, not only on the field and our team activities, but working out with Dak. Dak's had his traveling workout show that they've been in different spots, from his backyard to the star to out here. But he's really showing a lot, and he's going to get pushed a lot here early and often. But so far, he's absorbed everything, and he's shown everything that we expected to see in him when we drafted him. And I really think that he'll be one of those guys, that young players, that step up early and often for us while we're getting Gallup back in the mix and some of these other guys going.
I'm kind of curious, and I know this question was elaborated on a lot, but you guys really believe that taking away the talent, but also the fact that those guys weren't available, y'all really believe that that is going to be the difference for this team this year, in that we don't may not have them, but we're going to have guys that are more committed?
I just think, I wouldn't say, and I hate to use that term, they weren't committed. I mean, sometimes you just, as you get old, you have bad luck, and the injury bug starts to bite, and as you get later in your career, and then there's other things that I wouldn't use the word not committed. I don't think that's fair to those gentlemen that aren't on our team anymore. But at the same time, I do think opportunity is so key, and we've seen so much in some of these younger players, whether it's a CD, whether it's a Gallup, whether it's a Tolbert, as you mentioned. We obviously thought a lot of them, or we wouldn't have drafted him that high. You look over on the defensive side of the ball, and you look at a Dorrance Armstrong, and you see the production he was able to put out there, and, you know, probably half the number of plays that some of the guys had. You want a Sam Williams, who we obviously think a lot of. We had a big grade on him. I think, you know, he's going to need his opportunity to step up. You know, you give these young tackles who we've put some resources into, first-round picks, third-round picks. You know, some of these guys, they just need a chance to get out there. And, boy, they've been behind a very well-respected group in the NFL for 10 years. We've been mentioned year in and year out as one of the best offensive lines in football. So, it's time for some of these guys. And it's not like we're just hoping someone shows up out here. I mean, we've had our hands on these players, for this whole offseason. and then in some cases like a ball and a steal, you know, we've had our hands on them for several years now. So we're obviously very comfortable, or we would have gone out and gotten us a, you know, a swing like we've done almost every year, a swing tackle. But we've just got too much upside in these guys here and feel it's their time to step up.
Is the idea of upside, is that the general idea that you would want the fans to know? Because I'm sure you're well aware that fans were not particularly pleased with this offseason. And I guess to go along with that, is that something you track? And do you care how the fan base is feeling, especially in the offseason?
Well, winning off seasons have gotten us nowhere. And you know, when you say, hey, what are you doing to change? What are you doing to do something different that's going to change the narrative? So when you do get to the playoffs, you do, you know, you're able to have some success. How do you change the narrative that you win some playoff games and you compete for a championship? Well, you know, winning off seasons and getting veteran players, I know there's no question when the Rams step up and do what they did and they win a Super Bowl championship. And, of course, their mantra was, you know, to get some big-name players who did show up for them in the postseason, then that becomes, hey, you know, look at the Rams. Look at what they did. Everybody needs to emulate it. I mean, it's a copycat league, and people look, well, they're doing it. They won one. Let's do it the way the Rams did it. So I get that. I understand our fans and what we're doing here. It's certainly not a flashy, sexy way we went about it this offseason, but we feel really good that the results are going to be much better.
I know we got to get you to the practice field in 1 minute. After we landed in L.A., I wanted to go to Pink's Hot Dogs. We know you're a hot dog family.
Yes,
have you been
are.
To Pink's Hot Dogs? And if you have, what do you love on the hot dog there?
Well, I have it, but I'm going because I love hot dogs. And I'll be looking up where Pink's is and how I get there because I consider myself a hot dog connoisseur and looking forward to seeing what Pink's is all about.
Okay. It was worth it. It was well worth it last night. It was a smart decision on Mike's part.
I love
so
it.
The whole time we were like, man, the Jones family would love
how
these hot dogs.
How far is it from here?
It's in West Hollywood,
About an hour. So
but
it's a journey.
It's a famous kind of hot dog place in L.A.
Well, maybe when we're practicing and playing the Chargers, we'll get over there.
All right.
Well, Stephen, we appreciate your time. Thank you for hopping on with us. Look forward to having our weekly conversation, as we always do. It's always a lot of fun, man.
Thank you, guys. Great being on with
All
you.
All right, there you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Dallas Cowboys, and this tent, home of Ted Nichols Payne.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.